Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up. Get up.
You get out of bed this instant.
And turn it on. Glenn, Angel, and the Flying Dutchman. The Big Show on Kiss 92.
Good morning and welcome to a very cool Tuesday morning. It's so much cooler.
It is slightly cooler. Yes, I didn't need the aircon this morning. So that's a sign.
Yesterday afternoonish, late afternoon, it was around 31, 32
degrees.
Not too
bad. Like, hopefully we've seen the last of it.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah. Coming on The Big Show and The Big Show TV, as usual, this Tuesday is a Therapy Tuesday with Dr. Jerry. She'll be talking about mothers because Mother's Day has just passed. And then we'll be joined by our senior transport correspondent Nian Jo, who will be in here in the studio with us.
Coming up in a while, Blackpink's concert, great. Yeah, although a lot of people have complained on social media.
They just call them pigs.
Blackpink.
Oh, I thought I heard you say Blackpink.
There were people who were complaining on social media
about
people shoving big signs up that were blocking their view.
Yeah.
Hello, it's a Blackpink concert. You're supposed to expect that kind of thing.
Okay.
You know?
You said pig again.
Pink!
Maybe you can't say the word pink.
I can't. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Anyways, so there was also a massive sale of merchandise, right?
Yes.
Which you would expect to then see on the likes of Carousel.
Yes.
One person has taken it even further than that. I'll tell you what in a mile.
Okay.
Meantime, here's, speaking of Blackpink, well, there's no black here, just pink. Pink with Trust Fall on Kiss 92. Lyle Lyle Crocodile featuring Camilo Cabello. Senorita, right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. It's Glenn, Angel, and the Flying Dutchman. Oh, I like that.
Oh, wow. Oh, this sounds familiar.
Whoa.
They could have been playing this last weekend, I suppose, at the stadium.
Yeah.
That's Blackpink, isn't it?
Okay, so the stadium was taken over by Blackpink over the weekend. Massive queues for merchandise. Tickets priced anywhere from, what, $168 to close to $400. Merchandise flying off the shelves like you wouldn't believe.
Mm.
So I expected to see on platforms now a lot of this merchandise being sold at exorbitant prices, right?
Yeah.
But that's not what's happened. But one guy has taken it to a whole new level. The price of his item is $499.
Okay.
It's on Carousel.
What is the item, though?
The air from the Blackpink concert. I am not kidding you. You can actually see a picture of this bottle at the concert.
Okay.
And he's now selling, as he puts it, legit air from the Blackpink concert.
Why didn't I think of that?
The girls breathe the same air. You were there as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can just, where's that bottle of water that you bought yesterday? Just put it on Carousel. And say that some of the sweat in there as well.
It's hilarious. The and the ad goes, legit one. Serious buyers only.
Oh my gosh.
So this joker is doing it for attention. And I think
he's
brilliant.
Got it. He's
brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant. It is so brilliant.
Only thing that's missing is his name.
Okay.
Is his Carousel name there?
At Calvin_Singh.
Well
hey,
done.
Calvin Singh.
Well done. I think you to work for me, man.
I think it's a brilliant idea. I think $499, I don't think anyone's going to buy it
You'd be surprised.
I think the idea is absolutely amazing. The full story's out there on the internet right now.
All right, it's 6:18.
What's hot and what's not? Trending now.
Glenn's Trending Quickies.
A new study says that sleep apnea increases the chances of you having long COVID by up to 75%.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
You just can't win, can you?
There was an attempt by Ryan Reynolds to become one of the new owners of the Ottawa Senators hockey team.
Oh.
But something went south. And that's no longer happening.
Oh, okay.
He's doing very, very well with Wrexham, though.
He is. And apparently some of the Wrexham players will feature in the next Deadpool.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They've been promoted, by the way, you know, Wrexham.
Good for them.
They have.
Good for them.
All right. It was a month ago that Jamie Foxx was hospitalized for an undisclosed illness, and he remains hospitalized. Lots of rumors, but the only thing we know for sure is that he's still in the hospital.
Oh, dear.
Ricky Gervais says that this past week he was the sickest he's ever been in his life. And this is due to what he says was the norovirus.
Norovirus, yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Al Pacino has joined the cast of Johnny Depp's upcoming movie, Modi. which will also be Depp's second movie where he directs.
Nice. Mm. Okay.
So, nothing to do with the Indian Prime Minister.
No, Narendra Modi? No, I don't think so.
And finally, it was this month back in 1965 that Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones dreamed about a guitar riff. He got up to make sure he didn't forget it, and eventually that became the Rolling Stones hit, Satisfaction.
Oh, wow. Nice.
It is Tuesday, the 16th of May. Hayley Steinfeld, I Love You's right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. Happy Tuesday to you.
So yesterday I was out hosting some DBS awards at the Ritz-Carlton. Guys, thank you so much for having me. And after the party, we were talking to various people from DBS. And they all go, you work like this, and then you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and then you go to work. And many of them couldn't understand how we do it, right? Yeah. Because we are in such a unique profession, especially when you work mornings, right? So they're all like,
mornings are not for everyone.
They're not for everyone. Yeah. So this was the thing I started to ask them. Are you early birds or are you night owls? And I found that the majority of people there were early birds. They were not night owls. So this was like 10:30 at night and everybody's like, okay, I got to go home and sleep. I got to go home and sleep.
Yeah.
Right? After a massive party, right? So I'm going to run a poll.
Wait, so early birds, for them, they are early birds.
They're early birds. So they get
early
up,
birds meaning what, 7 a.m.?
6:37.
Okay.
6:37.
Well, that's early for the regular Joe.
For the regular Joe.
If they're early birds, then we cannot be early birds.
No, we are
cuckoo birds.
Yes, we are. We're absolutely nuts. So we're running a poll on our Instagram, Kiss92FM. Are you an early bird or are you a night owl?
Yeah, I get asked that question all the time
Right?
Like doing an event in the evening.
Yeah.
And they're like, how do you get up at 4 o'clock?
I
said, and they ask, are you a morning person? I said, I'm a morning person if I get enough sleep. And anyone is a morning person if you get enough sleep. Because if you think to yourself, oh, like you guys sometimes sleep late, right?
Yeah,
and then you come in tired and all that, but you're used to it.
Yeah.
But if you get your 7-8 hours of sleep, you're going to bounce out of bed the next day and you're perfectly fine. So anyone who gets enough sleep can be a morning person.
It's an interesting...
It's easy.
It's interesting. It's very interesting.
You just have to give up some stuff that you usually like to do at night.
I'm a night owl.
Yeah, Glenn is definitely
I'm a night owl on the weekends, though. I can stay up.
And you can switch it.
And I can switch it. Yeah, I can switch it straight away. I can stay up to 3-4 o'clock in the morning. It's no problem.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's a trait that, you know, morning DJs need to have, actually.
Yeah.
To be able to switch around.
Yes.
To switch around. It's very, very true. So are you an early bird or are you a night owl? It's on our Instagram, Kiss92FM. Get involved in the poll.
Sam Smith, Dancing with a Stranger, right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place, coming on the big show at 7 a.m. Liar, liar.
Ooh, nice.
Kids, come on, say it. Liar, liar. I said kids, not the parents.
Oh.
Okay. Anyway, we've got a good prize to give away from One Farrah Hotel.
Yeah,
anyway, right now it's time for Tech Tuesday with Angel.
So imagine you're a teacher in a classroom of, say, what, 30-ish, 40-plus kids, right? That's usually the ratio. All of your students seem to be looking at their workbooks, their textbooks. They seem to be paying attention. But if they don't have glazed eyes or if they're not falling asleep, you can't really guarantee whether they're actually paying attention to you.
Mm. True.
Right? Or if they're talking or something like that. But a US tech company seems to have the solution to that for teachers. With a simple headband. So imagine this. All the kids wearing a headband across the head that looks like something out of the future. They're called Focus One headbands. What they actually do is they monitor the concentration by reading brain signals in the kids' brains. So the headbands will light up if the kid is not paying attention. Can you imagine that?
Andrew, stop thinking about Tracy. Will you get back to the class? Come on.
So now these headbands have actually been used. They've been trialed on thousands of Chinese school children. And basically what they want is to be able to help teachers identify pupils who need extra assistance.
Okay,
more so than screaming at the child and saying, you're not concentrating, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So what it is that they use electroencephalography encephalography or EEG sensors to detect brain signals when the wearer is engaged in a task. Now, the devices were worn by 10,000 school children between the ages of 10 and 17 in China, and teachers monitored pupils' attention using an app, which then received information direct from the headbands. And lights in front of the devices show different colors for varying concentration levels, flagging to the teachers if the students are not actually paying attention.
It's actually brilliant.
Isn't that weird, though?
No, it's brilliant. It's genius. You know why? Mm. You can take information like that. Then you begin to figure out what the attention span is and
customize
your lesson plan to that class, so you get maximum attention, shortest amount of time.
We also get to identify kids
who need help.
Who need the help of perhaps maybe someone like Dr. Jerry.
Someone specific.
Because she told us, right, once before, like, some people don't know that they have an issue.
Like ADHD or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think
it's cool, but can you imagine just the students wearing these devices, how bad it must be for the actual brain? Because of all the electronics and all that in your head the whole time during school, I feel it's going to affect you in the long run.
Unless
they just use it at the start for a certain amount of time and not throughout your 10 years of school.
No, I think it would have to be
just at the start, right?
No, I think it would be something because your brain evolves as you go through school. Mm.
I'm just concerned about the looking stupid part.
I don't know about looking stupid. Well, you know what?
They should get these things.
Very cool.
These bands should be, you know,
should look like headbands.
They should look like actual headbands, and you get sporting brands to endorse them and stuff.
Will it go with my outfit or not?
Well, maybe we'll have ones in different colors. I'll tell you what, I'll put the article up. You decide. It's going to be up on our Facebook page, Kiss 92 FM.
Waking up Singapore. Can I get up? The Big Show on Kiss 92. Can I get up?
Good morning, Singapore, and welcome to The Big Show. It's Glen Angel and the Flying Dutchman. The time is 6:58 right now, and coming on The Big Show and The Big Show TV, in an hour from now, we'll be joined by Dr. Geraldine Tan from The Therapy Room.
Yes.
And today, we'll be talking about
Mothers,
because Mother's Day was just 2 days ago.
Mothers and how they can mess up your mind. No, I'm kidding.
Well, if you want to hear us talk about mothers, you can join us on The Big Show TV on YouTube as well as Facebook.
Okay, right now, let's play the hottest game on radio, Liar, Liar.
I can't lie.
What a super prize. An executive set menu for four worth $200. It happens at The Nest at One Farrer. Now, The Nest is located on level 20. It's the top floor of One Farrer Hotel. And it invites diners to immerse themselves in the exclusivity of their own private dining room while dining on exquisite cuisine.
I like the sound of that.
Sounds
that
great.
Sound good? Mm-hmm. That sounds so good. That is the prize that's up for grabs. Each of us will give you a statement. Your job, figure out who's lying. Let's start with Angel.
Okay. So if you were to have had your picture taken by the very first camera in 1826, you would have had to sit still for 8 hours.
Good Lord.
8 hours just to take one picture.
1826.
I mean, compare that to now. It's just like snap, 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 snap.
Yeah.
8 hours sitting still.
Oh, people had a lot of time, huh?
They did, though.
Yeah, it's a bit long.
There was no Angry Birds back then, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and Candy Crush and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, but 8 hours.
You're a liar.
Oh, okay.
There's your first statement.
Today.
That's your first statement. Two more to go. Listen to all three and then figure out who's lying. Good luck.
It is Tuesday, the 16th of May. Nathan Hartono, Infinity, right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. We are playing Liar, Liar.
I can't lie!
So what's the prize today? An executive set menu for four worth $200 to The Nest at One Farrer Hotel. Now, what is The Nest? 13 private dining venues from Sky Villas to Skyline Studios. Out of the venues, the five villas feature outdoor patios and living areas with modern connectivity, making them perfect for a variety of corporate functions or social events. Can you imagine having a meal in this private dining room and you have a patio
it's
outside.
It's nice. I think it sounds
How
great.
How amazing is this? This is so brilliant, right? That is the prize that's up for grabs. So Angel's given you her statement. I will give you mine. A moment is an actual unit of time.
Wait a moment.
Yeah. You know how we say wait a moment?
How long is it?
It's an actual unit of
time. He's not telling me. Okay. He just ignored me. All right.
Because Fine. It's a lie. That's why both of you are liars.
Oh. Well, yeah, we can have more than one liar, can't we?
Give me one.
No, we can't. Oh.
Moment in time.
Sean says we can't have more than one. Okay.
Two statements.
Right. That's only one liar.
Two statements down, one more to go. Listen to all three and then try and figure out who's lying. Good luck.
Duke Dumont, Ocean Drive, right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. Kids, what are we playing? Correct. Liar! Liar!
I can't lie!
An executive set menu for four worth $200 to The Nest at One Farrah Hotel. A gourmet experience in your own private dining room. Exceptional value with exquisite cuisine, okay? That's the prize. Angel's given you her statement. I've given you mine. Glenn, what's yours?
I'm surrounded by liars.
Oh, my. What a statement.
Anyway, the first fast food chain was McDonald's. The first fast food chain was McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
You've got all three statements now. Do you know who's lying? Come on, give us a buzz. 669-10-920. Good luck.
Kiss 92, all the great songs in one place. We are playing Liar, Liar.
I can't lie.
And we've got an executive set menu for four worth $200 to The Nest at One Farrah Hotel. Private dining room. How cool is that? Each of you, each of us gave you a statement. You were supposed to try and figure out who's lying. We've got Merritt on the line. Good morning, Merritt.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Merritt.
Good morning.
What are you up to, Merritt?
Nothing. Just preparing for work.
Okay, great. Yeah, okay, cool.
Okay, Merritt, there were three statements. Who's lying?
Based on my vibe, I think it's Glenn.
Me?
Based off
on his
vibe.
Well, the vibe.
You've got good vibes because I am lying.
Well done.
McDonald's was not the first. The first was White Castle.
Oh, okay.
White Castle came about in 1921. McDonald's, 1940.
Wow, so much later.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Later.
I wish someone would open a White Castle here
in Singapore. I've never tried White Castle.
The square burgers.
Yeah, we had one years and years and years ago.
White Castle?
Out in Tampines somewhere.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
It didn't stay open for very long, but we had one.
I'll see what I can do. Maybe I'll bring it in again.
Okay. All right.
Angel, I think the timing will be better now.
Okay, Merritt. So my statement was, if you were to have had taken your picture by the very first camera, you would need to sit still for 8 hours. That's because in 1826, that's how long it took for the photo to get exposed. So you needed to sit still, yes, for 8 hours. And it was only until 13 years later that someone else managed to shave the time down to 15 minutes. So not too bad, okay, but still terrible.
Still terrible, man. And I said a moment is an actual unit in time. It is. It's an old English unit in time. It amounts to 90 seconds.
90? One and a half minutes. Okay.
1.5 minutes is a moment.
So that was what Whitney Houston was singing about.
Yeah. Give me 90 seconds.
Give me 90 seconds.
One moment in time.
That's all it took.
Congratulations, Merritt. Well done.
I learned so much.
Thank you so much for listening to Kiss 92.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Top five.
And he takes a cup of tea.
Oh, Glenn, we have work to do. Oh, what? No? Okay.
This,
this
duets. Kopi O Kosong is fantastic.
Oh, that's what you're having.
Oh, wow.
Kim's duet, Kopi O Kosong, folks.
Nice.
Take a moment, 90 seconds.
Put me in the mood now for the top five.
Okay, what's your top five today?
Okay, here we go. Top five Facebook posts.
Everybody's favorite at number five.
The good news, I made it to my golden years. The bad news, ain't no gold.
Okay.
At number four.
I'm not saying I order from Amazon a lot, but I just received a wedding invitation from one of their drivers.
And number three.
Friend says, do you vape? I say, yes. Friend says, which flavor? I say, Vicks.
Oh, what?
Number two.
Every day I understand the phrase, I'm getting too old for this on a deeper level.
And the top Facebook post that Glenn has found.
I worked hard all this week to put this beer on the table.
Yes!
Kiss 92, all the great songs in one place. A new one from Ed Sheeran, Curtains. Taking the time to 7:35. Okay, it's time to spin the wheel.
Ooh, I like
it. What are we going to get? What are we going to get?
What are we going to be talking about today? It's going to be nice or... Oh, not too bad. What did you see that you were not supposed to see?
Oh, oh.
I think we've all been through that, right? Let me go first.
Okay.
I opened the door and I saw mommy kissing daddy. Let's just put that.
Is that did you really though? As
I did,
a kid?
I did,
oh
I did.
Yeah.
Oh really? I never had that.
Yeah,
those
it happened
moments.
To me too. It happened to me a couple of times. After a while, you know, I used to just tell them don't mind me.
Oh. Wow.
But it kind of scarred me for a few weeks.
Sure.
Yeah, it's upsetting.
Yeah.
It's a
upsetting.
Weird thing to see.
It's very
you know?
Upsetting.
Because your parents are, yeah, your parents.
Yeah. Yep.
They're
not supposed to do that kind of stuff.
No, that's not where you came from.
Yeah.
I think for me would be a cheating spouse. Not you know,
you
like friends.
Saw it.
No, like friends who are with somebody they're not supposed to be with, walking down a street.
Okay, okay.
You know, that kind of thing. Yeah, I've seen a few.
Oh, wow.
I have seen a few. So what do you do in situations like that? Do you tell your friend?
Exactly.
Do you go up to this cheating
person? That's a hell of a question. Do you, know? You tell the friend?
It depends on how close you are.
Yeah.
To, you know, your
the
your
cheated
friend's
one,
other half.
Right? Yeah. The cheated one, yeah.
But that is just
but
weird
it's
if
awful.
You saw it.
It's awful. Because keep your stuff behind closed doors,
no,
please.
Because the next time you see them as a couple, you're like, I know this about him. You
know what? I would try to avoid those situations altogether. Because I think it would be hypocritical to sit at the same table when
anything.
You knew something was going on and not say anything. I think because I would totally want someone to tell me. Especially at this age when you know, I mean, you're so much older, you have so much more experience, you know how to handle your emotions. I would expect someone to tell me.
I don't know. That's an interesting question too. Mm. You know how to handle your emotions. If someone came up to me and told me something like that, I am pretty damn sure I would not be able to handle my emotions.
And what would you say?
I am.
You're lying.
I know. Probably.
She wouldn't do that to
you
me.
You go into straight denial, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
You go into
that's
straight
the first
denial.
Thing. Yeah,
that's the
for
first
sure.
Thing.
For sure.
But I love this question of what if
so
you
what about
that?
You, Angel,
have
myself, have shared? What about you?
No, I have walked in on my mum and dad. I mean, more, and I'm quite honestly more than once. Because I had a very bad habit as a child. I never knocked on a door.
Clearly they didn't know how to lock the door.
No, they never did, right? So I would just walk in.
Hmm.
You know, once or twice, mom goes again. You know,
wow,
wow, like it. Wow,
it was okay. Yeah, it was just me. It was just me. But I'll tell you the one that
again,
I did do
that
once.
That must have happened quite often then.
Yeah. I'll tell you the one I did do once, which was very interesting. It wasn't seeing, but it was hearing.
Uh huh.
So I was in this club, and I'm not a country club.
Okay.
And I'd gone swimming, came out, and I wanted to change. Grab my towel. Went in to change, but I needed the loo.
Yeah.
So go to the loo, take a shower, and then I hear voices.
Okay.
And they're all women.
Okay. Oh, doing it.
No, no.
Then?
I was in the wrong room.
Oh, you were in the wrong room.
FD went into the wrong locker room at Warren Golf and Country Club. My goodness.
This was the old club, not the new one, the old one. So I'm like there going...
Uh-oh.
What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? So I remained completely silent. and just listen to the conversation.
Oh, wow. You, what?
Hey, that's criminal.
No, yes. You're eavesdropping. You're not supposed to be there in the first place.
Yeah, I know. I went into
Police.
The wrong one, right?
Yo, Police.
Yeah. No. Cannot. How Police. Can you listen in? Oh, my goodness.
But I just want to tell you, there were a few married ladies in that room talking about the men by the pool.
Oh.
Horrible. All right. So once again, you can get in touch with us via WhatsApp, 8550920. What did you see that you were not supposed to see?
Come on.
Justin Bieber singing about peaches. Right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. It's Glen Angel and the Flying Dutchman.
Nothing like good peaches.
I love peaches.
Yeah.
Peaches are bad, especially when you pluck them right off the tree.
Remember to eat enough fruit today.
Peaches and cream.
Ooh.
Oh, just peaches right off the tree.
I haven't had peaches for ages. So is peaches that what we're talking
cream.
About today? Peaches?
No. No, what
you
I'm talking
canned peaches.
Can, ooh, canned.
With carnation milk.
Yes, oh. yes.
Carnation evaporate. What?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
What, like drizzled on top?
Yep. Yes, drizzled ooh. On top. Ooh.
Anything, very good. Anything carnation sounds good.
Yummy. Okay. That's the cream I was talking about.
Speaking of food, mm-hmm. those of you with children will understand that it's very difficult sometimes to sit them down and get them to eat a meal. Like my kids, when they were growing up, right, there were certain things that they hated.
Brussels sprouts.
Mushrooms. You know, sometimes I would sit them at a table for like 2 hours to get them to finish their mushrooms. You know, they wouldn't do it. So children of the world have come out and they have spoken about what they want at the dining table and how they want dinner run. So I'm going to give you some of the ideas. If you're a parent, you want to understand how this is done. Children of the world have said that they want, if they're sitting at a dining table, they want to be able to leave the dining table when they're finished. They don't have to wait for everyone else to finish. When I'm done, I just get up and leave.
That's just rude. Okay.
Okay. Number two, if there's not a dining table, I want to eat in front of the TV. I want to choose how much food goes on my plate. I want to drink whatever I want with dinner.
Wow.
Yep. I want to eat in any clothes that I feel comfortable in.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to be... in other words, if I don't want a shirt, I can go
don't
shirtless.
Don't wear a shirt. Mm-hmm.
Right? The other thing they want is they want to be able to choose exactly what they eat. They're not interested in what mum and dad is eating. What they want to eat is what they want to eat.
You know what? This sounds like a list that all adults are doing already anyway. You know, we choose when to wear a shirt when we eat. We eat at the coffee table and watch TV when we want, put as much food as we want, eat what we want.
They want to be treated as ill-disciplened adults. Yeah,
exactly. So what do they want to eat?
Nuggets.
You're close.
Pizza.
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 Burgers. Chicken nuggets.
Spaghetti.
Ice cream.
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips.
Spaghetti bolognese.
Yes. Spaghetti bolognese.
They want hot dogs. And this one I've got to agree with. Every child needs this at least once a month. Sausages and mashed potatoes.
Hmm.
Bangers and mash.
I didn't expect that.
Bangers and mash.
Because it is huge here. If you go to Queen and Mangosteen.
No, I mean it's huge here, but not for the kids. I would not ask for bangers and mash.
Yeah, because you have to cut the sausage, then you have to scoop the
mash. Hot dogs all day long.
Hot dogs, easy to eat.
No,
yeah.
You don't need to cut the sausage.
Because the parents
what mummy is there for. So some ideas of what your kids want to eat and what they want to do at the dining table. Maybe mealtime will become a little easier for you.
Coming up, headline news and sports.
Wake up! Get up!
You get out of bed this instant!
And turn it on. Glen, Angel, and the Flying Dutchman. The Big Show on Kiss 92.
Good morning! Thank you so much for having us on. We love you for that. And because we love you, I'm going to give you a big kiss. Because we're on Kiss 92.
And because we love you, we're also going to give you the chance to win some great prizes. And the first one is a $100 gift card from the new Muji retail store and Cafe Muji at 100 a.m. Oh, they've got
so
a new
cool.
one.
Nice stuff. Okay, so here is your question of the day. What is acrophobia? A-C-R-O-P-H-O-B-I-A.
I've done this.
I've heard of this one.
Acrophobia.
Yeah. I've heard of this one. Okay. Fear
what is acrophobia?
Of acrobats. Woo! Okay, all you have to do is WhatsApp us the answer at 8855-0920.
Okay, right now it's time to unscramble it with the one, the only, Asia, right here on KISS 92.
Oh my goodness. For 3 weeks now, we've been giving you the chance to win a pair of tickets to a secret destination. We've taken the name of that destination, scrambled it all up in a box, and then we've thrown it up against the wall and, you know, and see how the letters fall. So what's on the wall today, FD?
Two letters on the wall today.
Many, many letters this week. There's I'm looking at it right now. Many, many letters.
Lots of letters, yes.
The letters on the wall today. R-A.
Oh, so
R-A.
So remember, you'd have to have heard us yesterday as well. And if you didn't, you can always download the audio app to re-listen to the show. So today's letters are R-A.
Yesterday, my guess was Penang. And then I was like, no. And especially after today, I mean, it's confirmed it's not Penang. It's going to be Perak.
Perak, five letters. Interesting.
Okay.
All you have to do.
P-E-R-A-K-K-K.
Tune in till the end of the week. Unscramble all the letters, and you could be flying off to that destination, courtesy of Air Asia.
Good luck.
It's Tuesday, the 16th of May.
The Flying Dutchman presents Which Came First.
Alrighty, my wife has come up with some beauts, I gotta say. This week's all Michelle. Okay?
Wow, she's doing all your work for you.
Yeah,
huh?
He's telling us it's Michelle so that we can't slam him.
You know you're right.
Slam Michelle.
That would be his strategy. Yeah.
Actually, the reason why I asked Michelle this is because I wanted a female mind working on it.
You wanted to delegate the work to someone
and it
else.
Also
That's what
me
it
a little
is.
More breathing space.
Yeah, there you go.
But here we go. Transport.
Okay.
Which came first?
Yes.
The bicycle or the tricycle?
The bicycle.
Wow. The bicycle or the tricycle?
Glenn, straight away bicycle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tricycle.
You just said bicycle.
I changed my mind.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go with bicycle.
Okay, Angel's going to say bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike.
Angel says bicycle. Glenn says tricycle. What do you say? Get on the phone, 669-10-920. Which came first, the bicycle or the tricycle?
And there's a $100 takeaway voucher from Kebabs Factory up for grabs. And you know you can fuel your lifestyle with their newly launched lifestyle bowls, available at all 8 of their outlets and across all delivery platforms. Find out more at Kebabs Factory, that's spelled with a K, not a C, .com.
The Flying Dutchman presents Which Came First?
The category is transportation. The two items, the bicycle or the tricycle, okay? Now, Glenn, you said tricycle.
Mm-hmm.
Angel, you said bicycle. What's the prize that's up for grabs?
It's a $100 takeaway voucher for Kebabs Factory. Now, they have their all-new lifestyle bowls. So they've got a rainbow of colors with all protein-packed, low-carb, and plant-based options. So there's a bowl for everybody. All you have to do is go online to their website. That's Kebabs Factory.com to find out more. So, who do we have on the line today?
We've got Jen on the line. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
Hi, Jen.
Good morning, Jen.
Okay, Jen, so these guys have picked their choices. Gotta ask you, which came first, the bicycle or the tricycle?
My answer is the tricycle.
You're absolutely right. Congratulations. You're going to Kebab Factory to enjoy some great food. Here's the thing. The bicycle hit the road in 1817. It was called the Swift Walker. It was invented by a German guy. Now, the original tricycle had no pedals. It was gears and levers.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Right? And that was 1680. But the tricycle as we know it today, and it hasn't changed, was also invented by a German and a Frenchman, 1789.
Oh, so quite a ways before.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
And the basic design has not changed from then till now.
It's so much easier to ride a tricycle
so
than a bicycle.
Safer.
Yeah, it is. That's how we train the kids.
Congratulations, Jen.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day, Jen, and thank you so much for listening to KISS 92.
Thanks, guys.
Kiss 92, all the great songs in one place. This has been The Big Show. A big thank you to our guests for this morning, Dr. Geraldine Tan, as well as Linian Zhou, our senior transport correspondent from The Straits Times.
Yeah, you can head to our YouTube or Facebook channels, that's @Kiss92FM, to have a watch, or you can download the audio app, AWEDIO, and remember to listen to our podcast that we upload every day. But also, we have The Big Show Uncensored, where we talk about stuff you will never hear us say on the radio.
This morning on our Instagram, Kiss92FM, we ran the poll. Are you an early bird or a night owl? It was a 50-50 split.
Oh, that's no fun.
Yeah, 50-50 okay. split for people.
Because, you know, most people can't decide.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but whether think about they're a this. Night owl or
if they're
an early
night
bird.
Owls and they're listening to us at 6 o'clock, mm-hmm. I can understand, right? Well, no, I can't actually.
They're
because
still very late
they
to stay up.
They should have kicked off to bed already.
But you see, you can be a night owl and be an early bird because
yes,
you want to catch the worm.
Yeah. I'm not sure if those worms still exist. Anyway, okay. We also asked the question of the day earlier this hour, and the prize for that is a $100 gift card for the new Muji retail store and their cafe and meal Muji, which is located at 100M. Now, I've never tried the food at this cafe and meal Muji.
I'm a huge fan,
But FD is an advocate of this place. What kind of food do they have?
Okay, it's basic. For the most part, it's Western food. You queue up. There are things on a menu.
Okay.
You queue up, and then it's like a buffet, but it's served onto a plate, right?
Okay.
So you tell them what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's all put on the plate. It's put on a tray together with your drink. You pay for it. You go sit down.
Oh, so it's a lineup kind of thing where they put stuff
like in
on
a cafeteria.
Like a cafeteria. Okay. Yes, like a cafeteria.
Okay.
But 150% better food than you get in a cafeteria.
Of course. Nah.
Really, really good food.
This is Muji, you know.
Exactly. If you want to find out more, you can go to muji.com.sg.
Little trick for you, right?
Uh-huh.
If they have rice on the menu...
Mm.
Get the rice?
Get the rice.
It's Japanese rice, is it?
It's Japanese rice. And it's really good.
Okay.
Really good.
So what was our question for today?
What is acrophobia?
It's not the fear of acrobats, clearly.
No. It is
close,
though.
It
is the fear of height.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah. Vertigo is not the fear of height, yeah? Vertigo is the condition.
So you can't stand on top of a building and you're afraid of heights and say, I've got vertigo.
You can say that.
You can say that.
Because you've got vertigo, so it makes it worse.
You suffer from vertigo. Yeah. The phobia is acrophobia.
Got it. Yes. And getting that correct is Tana Pang. Congratulations, Tana Pang. You've won that $100 gift card from Muji.
Okay, I leave you with this. Holding on is believing there's only a past. Letting go is knowing there is a future.
I like that.
That's a good one, right?
Very nice.
That's a good one.
Very nice.
Have a great day.
Up next, headline news and sports. This has been The Big Show.